ndichi fundo chanu chachikolo munatsera ife antu osauka tsoka latu mnachotsera mwasi ndimi sosiyanu munakwetsa munda mucha penotsera ife njira yonkakoku mwapakucha yesu muna laswa mtima ndizonyoza munakoka nasinzira antu mpiyo vatate chimunoka chiko chika tichowoka muna mwacho chavenemuka lolagaka echifukwa chanuchia yemutinu moyo watu chuma chatu chokoseka echimyodo dela mtanda apo moyo munapata uye tiko danananu yesu mbuye mwini zonse nimitima timilomo tiko yami kanitose. For sure it's a song bringing glory and honor unto the name of Jesus Christ alone, the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Lord and Savior, Christ and Him crucified. The reading will come from John chapter 5, verses 1 downwards. Last week we were reading from John chapter 10 about the Good Shepherd. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. These lay a great multitude of important folk, of blind, hot, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. 5. And a certain man was there which had a infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and he knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" 7. The important man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole The same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he said, and he that was healed, not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, and multitudes being in that place. 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Darenga, Yohane chapter 5, ndimeke oyambayo, ukalegesa, timeke ya 14. Tatene titsakuleni mabuku watu, animbo, imene timba, nimbo, imene kulangula kuti Yehova, ndiye mbusa wanga, nimbo nambala 30. Yehova mbusa wanga, ibe mbuso,
Scripture reading in our local dialect, John chapter 5, from verses 1 down to 14.
Yesu kachiritsa opwala tamanda la petesida. Zitapita izi padali pandola ayuda. wa Yesu anakwera kufa ku Yerusalemu. Koma panali tamanda Yerusalemu pa chipata cha nkhosa lochedwa mchiheberi Betesida, lili ndi makumbi asanu. Mmenemo mudagona khamu lalikulu la anthu odwala, akhungu, wopunduka miyendo, wopuwala. Koma padali munthu wina apo ali mkudwala kwache zaka 33 kudzazisanu ndi zitatu. Verse 6, Yesu pakuona ameneyo ali kugona ndipo adadziwa kuti anatero nthawi yaikulu pamenepo, adanena naye, ufuna kuchiritsidwa kodi? Wodwalayo anayankha, Ambuye, ndilibe wakundivika ine mtamanda paliponse madzi avunduridwa, koma mmene ndili mkutsa ine wina atsika ndisanatsike ine. Verse 8, Yesu adanena naye, tauka yalula mphasa yako nuyende. Pamwepo munthuyo anachira, nayalula mphasa yache nayenda. Koma tsiku lomwero linali la sabata. Verse number 10, wachache Ayuda adanena kwa ochiritsidwayo, ndi sabata. Chifukwa chake Yesu, chifukwa chache Ayuda adanena kwa ochiritsidwayo, ndi sabata, ndipo sikuloledwa kwa iwe kuyalula mphasa yako. Koma yeyu anayankha iwo, iye amene anandichiritsa yemweyu anati kwa ine, yalula mphasa yako nuyende. Verse 12, wadamfunsa munthuyo, ndani wonena ndi iwe, yalula mphasa yako nuyende. Verse 13, koma ochiritsidwayo sanadziwa ngati ndani, pakuti Yesu adachoka kachete chete popeza panali anthu aunyinji malo muja. Verse 14, zitapita izi, Yesu adampeza mkachisi nati kwa iye, taona wachiritsidwa, usachimwenso kuti chingakukwere choyipa choposa. Verse 15, munthuyo adachoka nauza Ayuda kuti ndiye Yesu amene adamchiritsa. Amen.
Amen. Brother Maseko, look to God in prayer as we are continuing.
Tati Mungu, chifundo kumekezeka chifundo chanu. Tukuthokozani poti kugwetsera mawuya awa. Inde kuti mukatikumbusa kuti fendi fodwala tifanika chikisidwa likaposedwa mutamanda. Ili ndi tamanda Yesu Kristu mena lifirefe pantanda paja. Inde ni mwezi wake
Brother Ken, take the microphone. It's your time now.
Thank you so much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and my text is from verse 1 down to verse 11, and I want to speak with you about the heirs of God's kingdom.
Chapter 6,
there are many people today in the world that believe that the way to the kingdom of God is by their earning it. In other words, working out their salvation. But the Bible never speaks of anybody ever meriting the kingdom of God by their works. Those who are members of God's kingdom are so as heirs, In other words, people that are legally entitled to the kingdom of God, and that by another person's death. When a person dies, then they pass on their goods to a beneficiary, to a successor, to someone who has been named as the heir.
Ngeno munthu amene akumutsha kuti ndi mlowa malo chive chimatanthauza choda kuti ukamwalira ndi kuti wina amenekera alowe mmalo mwako ayime pamalo pamenewo unalilipo chifukwa dzinalo limakhauli lili ndi wina oti aliimire akhalepo.
With regard to the kingdom of God, the testator who died is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Komatu tikamayang'ana mu mawu a Mulungu amene adalowa mmalo mwathu ndi kufa ndiye Mulungu mwa mbuye wathu Yesu Khristu.
And those for whom he died are the heirs. In other words, they enter into the benefits of all the goods, if you will, or the riches that the Lord Jesus Christ procured for them.
Ndiye wonse amene adawafelawo adawapanga kukhala alowa malo adawapanga kukhala ana a mufumuwo ndipo zonse zinatheka pa iwowo ndipo samakhala ndi chikayiko zachipulumutso chawo.
In Hebrews chapter 9 and verses 15 through 17, this is what we read.
Ndifake tikaerenga Heberi mutu 9 verse 15 ulekeza 17 mukulankhula momveka bwino. Page 227.
It says, "And for this cause, he, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, is the mediator of the New Testament. And here it is, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise," notice, "of eternal inheritance."
Mchifake Aheberi mutu 9 ndi maka 15 page 229 akuti ndipo mwa ichi ali nkhoswe ya chipangano chatsopano kotero kuti popeza kunachitika imfa ya kuombola zolakwa zapa chipangano choyamba woyitanidwawo akalandire lonjezano la zolowa zosatha. 16.
So you can say in verse 16 it says, "For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator."
Ndifaje ndimaka 16 akuti pakuti pamene pali chopangiratu pafunika pafike imfa ya wolemberayo.
So you might have children, and everybody knows that when you die, what belongs to you will be transferred to those children. So that's the testament. But the testament is not in force, as it says in verse 17, until your death.
Ifuja chemonga banja limakhala ndi ana. Ana tusama khala nuwake akatundu, anuwake banjalo asadafe. Koma amadikira wamuna abambo a nyumbayo amwalire, amayi amwalire akatero katundu jawo amakhala mmanja mwa ana. Monga ulankhula verse 17 imene akuti pakuti chopangiratu chiona mphamvu atafa mwini wache popeza chilibe mphamvu konse pokhala wolemberayo ali ndi moyo.
So the testament is God's promise from eternity to save sinners and to make them part of his kingdom.
Pakuti tilonjezano ndi la Mulungu limene Mulungu adalonjezeratu lokhazikika kuchokera kalekale kuti adzapulumutsa anthu ake kumachimo awo.
But how is it that those that are saved have entered into that kingdom. It must be by and through the death of the testator, that is, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. So until Christ died and laid down his life, there was no redemption. There was no justification before God. It took the death of the Lord Jesus Christ that God might be just to justify those sinners for whom he paid the debt and for them to enter into the blessing of what was promised in the Testament.
Chiombolo ndi chilungamo chinaperekedwa kudzera mu imfa ya Mbuye Yesu. Kodi kuti Yesu asadafe, anthu adakhala osomboledwa, adakhala osalungamitsidwa, ndipo kubwera kwake kwa Yesu ndi kumene kudapereka mwayi ndi kuthekera kotsimikiza chilungamo ndi chiomboledwe cha miyoyo yathu. Kodi kuti chiombolo chathu chikupezeka mu imfa ya Mbuye Yesu.
That's why verse 15 reassures us that it was by that one death that all those under the Old Testament, it's called here the First Testament, entered into the promise, what had been promised, that they received the promise of eternal inheritance. It was in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's telling us that those of the Old Testament were not saved in any other way than those of us since the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. One way, one salvation, one inheritance.
Chakuti wonse amchipangano chakale adakhala osayeretsedwa ndi olungama kudikira Yesu Khristu abwere. Ndipo Yesu atabwera namene adakhala chilungamitso cha machimo wawo, namene adakhala chiyeretso cha zofuka zawo. Pachifukwa icho pali chipulumutso chimodzi, chilungamitso chimodzi, mala amodzi, pali chimodzi chokha chimene chimapulumutsa munthu wochimwa.
Hebrews 11 and verse 39, speaking of those of the Old Testament, says, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith," notice, "received not the promise. While they were alive, that promise had not yet been fulfilled," the promise of Christ paying their debt. It says these all having received or obtained a good report through faith. In other words, God looked on them as his elect ones and gave them that faith to look forward to the promise being fulfilled. In other words, Christ's death.
Chimene chikutanthauzidwa nchiona kuti Mulungu adalata wasankhani awa, ndipo adakhala osankhidwa, ndipo Mulungu adawalonjeza kubwera kwa Yesu Khristu monga wapulumutsa, koma Mulungu sadalole kuti chilungamitso chingobwera Yesu asadabwere, ayi, chifukwa kudali kulikali anthu ena amene akuwadikira kuti kubwera kwa iwowo ndiwo akale amene Mulungu adawalonjeza za kubwera kwa Yesu, atakaphatikizika pamodzi chipulumutso chikhale cha mphumphu mwa iwowo.
But look at verse 40. God, having provided some better thing for us, for all of us, for whom Christ paid the debt, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. So you can see that God has only ever had one way in which sinners can inherit the kingdom of God. Not merit, but inherit. And that is through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now,
I've introduced this message by these verses because here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and specifically down in verse 9, there's a statement that is important for us to see. It begins with a question here that Paul asks. He says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" When the scriptures use the word unrighteous, it refers to those who do not have that righteousness that God requires in order to receive them into his presence. And notice the following in verse 9 and 10 of those that are excluded. He says, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Now let me ask you a question here. Is there any one of us that reading that list can say that we qualify then for the kingdom of God? Everything listed there is what we all are by nature because of our sin and our fall in Adam. So what that is saying is that if God is to look on us as we are in our person, as sinners, none could hope to inherit the kingdom of God. Is there anybody that can say they're not a fornicator? Is there anybody that can say that they're not an idolater? Is there anybody that can say they're not an adulterer? Is there anybody that can say, as it says in verse 10, that they're not a thief?
kodinu alipo pakatipana amene akonza daulina sindine mbala papa.
Now some might say, well, I'm not a drunkard, I don't drink wine. Well, are you covetous? Because it says, verse 10, nor covetous. Have you ever coveted? If you've ever complained about not having enough money like somebody else, you're a coveter. You're coveting what you don't have. Here's the definitive statement, because it says there at the end of verse 10, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. None of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. And if you think somehow this does not apply to you, look at verse 11 where it says, and such were some of you. So how is it that any of us could ever hope to inherit the kingdom of God? Well, the answer is in the rest of verse 11. It says, but ye are washed. It took the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and his death to wash us, to purify us, to put away that sin that otherwise would exclude us from the kingdom of God. Such was our state before God. Even though we were elect of God from the foundation of the world, yet in our standing before God in Adam, we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were hateful and hating one another. When it says there, ye are washed, that's not by ceremony or baptism or profession. No, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing that hymn, but I like to change the word to it because, and I'd like to see you change it. We often sing, what can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But I believe we need to change that to sing, what has washed away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We're talking about something that was accomplished on behalf of the heirs of God's kingdom for them.
That's literally true.
See, there are many today that sing, what can wash away my sin, but they think that it's something you do in order for that to happen. You have to believe, or you have to choose, or you have to decide, and then you can have your sins washed away. In this scripture, it says, such were some of you, and it's put in the past tense, ye are washed.
nyeretsa mwazi wa Yesu ndakamati chitati ani kundiretsa zima kauru afusa fuso ndipapa dzipezera mayanku kuti ndekuti ndikapanga chisankho ndikozo yeretsedwa ndikapanga zako kuti ndikozo yeretsedwa ndikavomereza pemphero ndikozo yeretsedwa pamene sizoona ai munthu fe anthu fe ndidayeretsedwa kale ndichifoja cha verse yo ikuti kale na mudali wotere koma munasambitsidwa maoni munasambitsidwa auratoza kuti zinachitika kale kale osati zimachitika kutsogolo ai.
And you see the three effects here of God's work. Ye are washed, as says, but ye are sanctified. And thirdly, ye are justified. All that's put in the past tense, already accomplished. The word sanctified there means to be set apart unto holiness. It's not that we're holy in ourselves, but set apart unto God's holiness.
Akamaliri koma munayeretsedwa zimatanthauza kuti ndikupatulidwa ndi Mulungu kuyikidwa malo ena nkukunena kuti ndiwe woyera osati kuti iwe umakhala woyerayi koma Mulungu amangokutenga ndikwayika pamalo poyerapo pamalopo pali pamakumakitsa iwe kukhala woyera chipo wakhala kumbali kumene kuli kwoyerako.
It means to be made holy just as God is holy. Now that doesn't mean we're holy in our persons, because we know ourselves still to be sinners, but it has to do with how God looks upon these heirs of his kingdom that he's chosen and for whom Christ paid the debt.
Iwo amene adawapatula kale ndipo chifukwa chakusankhidwa ndi kupatulidwa kale ndi Mulungu kumene kumapangitsa iwo kukhala woyera.
If it were left up to me to work out this holiness and somehow merit God's favor, then I could only stand condemned. There is nothing in me that represents holiness in any way.
Ngati Mulungu akadasiyira ineyo kuyera ndikadakhala wotsutsika.
Just as our salvation required the death of the Lord Jesus Christ in order for us to be washed from our sins, so our sanctification, being set apart in Him, was through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kumachitika ndi Mulungu, kumachitika ndi mwana wake mu imfa yake ya pamtanda. Kodi cholinganya chikulu chofera pamtanda kunali kukatenga kukawapatula wosankhidwa kuti akhale woyera.
That's why it says in John 17 and verse 19, when Christ was praying for the people that the Father had given him from before the foundation of the world, it says in John 17:19, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Christ, the truth. So here we see plainly that those that are heirs of the kingdom of God are sanctified. When? When Christ sanctified himself, set himself apart to answer God's law and justice and satisfy his holiness as the representative of these that are heirs of the kingdom of God.
Taimene Yesu Kristu amafa pamtanda anali kudzipatula yekha kuti apatule iwo osankhidwa ndicho ngati akapatulidwa akhale woyera kodi kuti zimene zimachitika pamtanda zinali wapanga antu kukhala osankhidwa ndi oyera amene Mulungu adawadziwiratu ndi kuwapatula nkuwayeretsa.
Now the order here is very important in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11, because first, those that God has chosen had to be washed from their sin, that by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They had to be sanctified, in other words, made holy by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that being completed, it says, ye are justified. Because Christ finished the work, then God has once for all declared righteous. That's what the word justified means. There's nothing in the law that can ever condemn them. Justified before God.
Kuchotseredwa uchimo ndi atakusambitsa kudzera mu imfa yake adakupatula kupatulako adakuchotsa pa mtundu wako kukupanga iwe kukhala woyera atamaliza choncho adakuyesa wolungama akamati kulungama ndiye kuti iweyo kudadutsa miningo yonse mabwalo monse ndipo oweruza poweruza adakupeza wopanda chimo so zimene zidachitika ndi Yesu adapanga zonse kuti iwe ukhale wopanda chimo chimene wina akhoza kukulosa nacho.
So verse 11 is the answer to everything that stands against us as sinners in verses 9 through 10.
Njeno, maga 11 ndi yankho la anthu amene akuto kukhala ndi mafuso ku munthu wochimwa amene akuonekera mu ndima yake ana ine ndi ya 10.
We'd have to plead guilty where it says in verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? What is it to be unrighteous? It means to be unjustified. It means to be unwashed. It means to be unsanctified. In other words, unless Christ has paid our debt, we stand condemned right along with everybody that's mentioned here as fornicators or idolaters or adulterers or effeminate or abusers of themselves with mankind or thieves or covetous or drunkards, revilers, extortioners. Now notice who gets the credit for being justified. It says, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then it says, and by the Spirit of our God. In other words, revealed by the Spirit of our God, but it's in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's by His person and work that sinners stand washed and sanctified and justified. Now, you'll often hear us speaking of the message of Christ and Him crucified. I recently had a man who wrote me, and he was using that term, so I stopped him and I said, well, what exactly do you mean by that, the message of Christ and Him crucified?
Yesu opachikidwa.
And the question caught him off guard. He was not expecting me to ask him this question. And he had to answer honestly and say, I don't know. It's just something that I've heard, but I need to learn. And I had to tell him that this is not something you learn, but it is God who reveals this truth in your heart to see Christ as all before God for salvation. And my fear is that there might be many even now listening to me, or as you hear this message preached, that you learn how to speak the language, and yet Christ has never been revealed in your heart. That's why that last statement of verse 11 is important, and by the Spirit of our God. This is how Christ is revealed, by the Spirit of our God. This is how a sinner knows that they've been washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's by the Spirit of our God. Now, I started toward the end of my text when I said 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 11, because I wanted this foundation to be laid clearly and plainly, that none are heirs of the kingdom of God except those for whom Christ Jesus worked out their salvation and by his death were justified by him. But if you go back to the beginning of chapter 6, you'll see there was a problem in the church at Corinth.
The
problem was that there were in that assembly those who, while they claimed to be washed and sanctified and justified, yet they did not get along with each other. In fact, it was such a strong disagreement. It says there in verse 1 that some were taking the others to court. They were going before the courts of the day and suing those that they considered to be their brethren.
In other
words, claiming to be heirs of the kingdom, they were, in essence, acting like those who were unrighteous, those who had never been washed, those who had never been sanctified or justified.
Antu wena madziona ngati wolungama, ndomaona zao ngati nyengo, woipa, wolakwitsa, ndomaweruza, ndomana urayi koma ife ndiye wolungama. Limene lidali vuto la wanthu amene adadzitenga okha kukhala ngati anthu a Mulungu, koma asala anthu a Mulungu. Anthu a Mulungu samaweruza abalanza zawo amene akupemphera nawo pa mpingo umodzi. Ndikumaona woipa, iwo nkumadziona abwino. Ayi.
Notice how strongly Paul condemns such action. He says, dare any of you, having a matter against another, that is another member of Christ's body, go to the law before the unjust, the unrighteous, and not before the saints or the justified ones.
Kuti kodi akhoza wina wa inu pamene ali nawo mlandu wa mzake kutanthauza wopemphera naye mzake kupita kukaweruzidwa kwa osalungama osati kwa woyera mtima.
What we see here is that the heirs of God's kingdom, first of all, have been separated out from the world.
Choyambira chimene tikuchiona nchakuti ufumu wa ana Mulungu poyamba uma
just as in this verse it mentions the unjust, that is those who are not justified before God, and the saint, that is those that are justified before God by the work of Christ. There's a difference.
Osalungama, imena uri kwa osalungama. Osalungama ndi gulu loyamba, gulu la chiwiri oyera mtima. Kunataza kuti awawa samende alimodzi ai.
In fact, Paul reminds them and us here in verse 2, do you not know that the saints, that is those justified by Christ, shall judge the world, will sit in judgment upon this world?
Ndiyeno adapitiriza polankhula nkhani imene mundima yake yachiwiriyo imene ameneka kapena kodi simudziwa kuti oyera mtima adzaweruza dziko lapansi.
He speaks there of that final day when we will be with our Lord Jesus Christ as justified sinners, and we will observe and watch as he condemns all the rest of those that for whom he did not pay the debt.
Chimene amalankhula yapa, amalankhula zimene zidzachitike mtsogolo pa tsiku lomaliza, kuti Yesu monga olungamitsa anthu osalungama ochimwa, nthawi imeneyo adzakhifeyo opulumuka moteromo, tidzakhala tikumuonerera Yesu akuweruza watsutsa onse ochimwa amene Yesu adabwera kukawafera kuti apite kuchionongeko.
This is why even when the world condemns us and would do us harm and wrong, we're to keep silent, because God is the venger. God will one day judge all those for whom Christ did not pay the debt. He will say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Apatsene mwaya anene akunyozeni koma nkhani yakuti nkhani ili kumapeto Mulungu amene ndi woweruza wolungama adzawafukulira mlandu wonse wokunyozaniwo ndipo adzalanena kuti chokani kwa ine ana akutembeleredwa sindinakudziwani.
That's why he asked this question in verse 2, and if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge even the smallest matters among yourselves?
Ndichifukwa chache Paulo adapitiriza kafunso yaka kuti verse yaka 2 kapena kuti simudziwa kuti woyera mtima adzaweruza dziko lapansi ndipo ngati dziko lapansi lidzaweruzidwa ndi inu muli wosayenera kuti kuweruza timilandu tochepa chepa.
So we've been separated from the world. These matters we commend to God. We're not to take up these matters ourselves and judge them before the world.
kani oyamba nyone kuti tida patulidwa kuchotsera kudzikola pansi ndipo patulidwa kuchokera kuchoka tsano kuti kudzikola pansi tibavuto tina tikachitika pakati patu simwino umango tingongodza numango lankula kwatokhai ukapenda kuti pitisa kwanthu wena makavheketsa kwanthu wena kuti azidziwa kufoka ndi kuchema kwathu ayi.
Not only do we reign with Christ in the judgment of the world, but verse 3 says, know ye not that we shall judge angels? When he says, know ye not that we shall judge angels, he's talking there about the fallen angels, that in the end, Christ will take and to cast into eternal condemnation those that he has purchased by his blood who are heirs of the kingdom. We will be there to see and assist in that judgment of devils, of angels, of fallen angels.
Amene adaukira mufumo kumwamba kumwamba mkwagwetsa padziko lapansi na amene tidzawaweruza maweruzide ake samatandauza kuti ifeni kaima ngati woweruza ya.
See, in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, it speaks of this judgment of angels. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, it's speaking there of that final judgment of angels that awaits them.
Did you forget to choose the Mutun, the Mayakea, Fall, to Akusimao, Womana, Ponya Gundende, Nawayo, Mayanjam Dima, Asungike, Akaweruzidwe, Mosana, the Gerida Sikolaba Silagare, Womana Sunga. Analisunga kurandaza kuti anthu osankidwa oyeretsedwa adaikidwa kukaweruza kukaonera Yesu akuweruza.
So here Paul in 1 Corinthians 6 is reminding the congregation, those that are the Lord's, of just what it is to be an heir of God in Christ.
Ndifoya chawana Korinto mutu 6 Paulo amalimbikitsa ana amene Mulungu adawasankha amalimbikitsa mpingo wanthu osankhidwa kuti simafuniko masungirana zinthu kumitima kumakhala ndi mirandu pakati panu ayi.
We don't take the matters of the church and of Christ and judge them before men who will one day be condemned anyway for being outside of Christ.
Sibwino mumatenga milandu ya mpingo zinthu zokudza mpingo numango lankhula pena paliponse mumalunkhulira anthu amene Mulungu sada wasankhe amene ali kunja kwa uthenga wabwino ayi sibwino.
That's why he says in verse 4, if then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, notice, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church.
Ndifo yeye sitimatenga zinthu zokudza mpingo ndikumangolizira nkhula chisawawa kapena mwapanda dongosolo ayi zipititseni kwa abale amene alakulakula mpingo kuti alongosole zimenezo.
In other words, these aren't matters that we should be judging amongst ourselves and condemning one another as if somebody that it says there is least esteem, that's usually who gets judged, is somebody you don't consider worth even their existence. Yet that's no way to think concerning another who has been bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, Paul condemns such actions in strong language in verse 5. He says, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there's not a wise man among you, no, not one, that shall be able to judge or discern, is what that word means, between his brethren?
ndifwa chacho ndimaka 5 ikutsimikiza ikuti ndide na ichi kukuchititsa inu manyazi kodi nkutero kuti mwa inu palibe mmodzi wa nzeru amene akhoza kuweruza pa abale.
So to be an heir of God's kingdom, as we've seen, is to be separated out from the world by God's grace. We have nothing to do with this world, only to stand in judgment one day against this world.
Njeno kukhala mwana wosankhidwa wa mufumu wa Mulungu zimatanthauza kuti kukhala munthu wopatulidwa amene udayikidwa kuti tsiku lina kudzaweruza dziko lapansi ili.
But the second thing about being an heir of God is that we are united together in Christ. That's what he's saying there when he says, is there not a wise man among you that's able to discern between what? His brethren. That's what this is about, being brethren in Christ. People that are united as brethren in Christ, they don't take each other to court. They don't take their matters before God. They deal with them as a family. What he's saying is that all the while claiming to be one of the heirs of God's kingdom, you are acting just like unbelievers.
In verse 6,
he says, brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. And that's why he says there in verse 7, now therefore there is utterly a fault among you because ye go to law one with another.
Now
here's what the Spirit of God teaches those that are truly brethren in Christ. It says, why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? He says in verse 8, nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. So you can see he's reasoning here based on our unity together in Christ as heirs of God's kingdom. There is no difference. We're brethren. Christ has made us so, and therefore we deal with one another in that grace.
Nifala kuti simusankhula chifukwa ninji kulola kunyengedwa. 8 akuti koma muipya ni munyenga ndipo mutero nawo abale anu. Sozo kuti simkhalidwa amene mafuniko khale pa abale ayi.
Now it's a reminder that even though we've been washed and justified by God in Christ, yet we're still sinners. And that's why we have these conflicts one with another. But how is it that we deal with them? In grace. The same Spirit of Christ that caused him when he was reviled, he reviled not again.
nijifuwa jache mwa mzimu mwaje mweyo ngadini kufumburu ka ame nekila kufumburu kila mwainu nonse kukulimu karewa yanjana mchitu chumozi jo.
When he suffered, he threatened not.
Mugama zunzi, wina akazunzika, wina ame nekila zunzika na wapamozi. Wasa nikuma msegelela mzaka uzunzika, aye.
But as it says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 23, he committed himself to him that judges righteously. He committed himself to his Father.
Njifake kuwani Petro 2 ndi maga 23 ama nakuti amene pochitidwa chipongwe sana bwezira chipongwe pakumva zowawa sana bwe sana opya koma anapereka mlandu kwa iye woweruza olungama.
So to summarize what we've seen here in 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 11, those that are heirs of God's kingdom, they've been separated out from the world in Christ by God's grace. Therefore, we don't deal with our matters before the world.
Onse amene ndi mpingo wake ndi anthu opatulidwa amene Mulungu adawasankha samayenera kumanenerana zoyipa useri mzawo kumunyoza ayi.
Secondly, we've been united together in Christ. Therefore, we live together as brethren in Christ and we deal with one another in grace.
Chachiwiri nchakuti tinakhala modzi mwa Kristu Yesu mwa chisomo chake choncho tibenekera kulolelana wina ndi mzake ndi kumachita mwachisomo sati momakaikirana ndi kumapanga milandu kuseri ayi.
But thirdly, as we saw already in verses 9 through 11, as heirs of God's kingdom, we're so by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. It's not that we're any better than anybody else, but it's by Christ having satisfied God's law and justice that we have any kind of standing before him. So to him be the honor and praise and glory alone.
Chachitatu nchona kuti munga naona mundimaka na inuntika musimo kuti mkukalide wa ntungoshimu anduwa perewela hapembeza mafanu na jigolo namba ala ifeo sitima soweka kukala mkukalide omeneo kuma udalira ana winda ndizake so tibere kila kuilorela na ndikugisa mwino nchito zonse mwino ngosola mwino.
Oh, for grace, the grace of God to live as heirs of the kingdom, if truly we are.
Zonse zimachitika machisomo, kutitika chite monga machisomo, monga mene tiri, mwalumake ule mniwata mando, simene kile sipite kwa iye bas.
And that all the glory and honor be unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ndikuti ule mniwata mando zipite kwa mbuye wa Yesu Kristu.
I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much. Kwa lero tilekira napo mwepo, kuzola lero ndilimene lolo, kukala ololelana, osa lankula zoipa, zamzatu, osa manyoza na miseche miseche, siyo funika. Timba 93, komaso 87. Timba laka 93, nubila ku 87. Muna siya tu, zikola nulo echifukwa cha ine pete mabano nyumba zanu zanu kana ni mbuye Yesu. Yeah,
So thankful to God because of this gospel about Christ and Him crucified that have been preached today. It has come in its due time. It has come for His own elect. And it's only the elect that can hear this, because you draw yours and you open yours so that they might hear the word. Brother Ken, look to God in prayer as we are closing the service of today.
Precious Father, I pray that you would indeed humble our hearts before you in light of your word that we've heard today. And we continue to seek your mercy and grace, knowing ourselves to be wretched sinners apart from the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we, as those that you have washed and sanctified and justified in his precious blood, deal with one another in that same grace, that you would be pleased to remove all conflict amongst those that Christ has bought, and that in the spirit of grace we would look upon one another in the same way as you look upon any of us that you have redeemed by the blood of your Son and justified, that as brethren, our hearts would ever be toward you through your Son, not looking on each other, but looking to your blessed Son alone. So I thank you for these moments again in your word, and we know that you are going to make this word alive in the hearts of those to whom you have purposed it. And I'm thankful to be one of those, even though having preached it, I know that this word is directed to my own heart as much as anybody, and that my eyes may be on your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Let the world go by. Let the world do what the world is going to do. We don't judge our matters before the world, but we commend one another to you and to this grace, which is beyond our comprehension, how it is that you could ever love such sinners as we are, and yet you did from eternity, but not setting aside your law and justice, having paid the debt through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and whereby we stand justified before you. Oh, what a glorious truth to be an heir of your kingdom, not by merit, not by our merit, but the merits of Christ alone. So I commend these to you, and pray that you would keep your hand on each one that is yours, and for that we give you the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.